Hello, this is woodblock printmaker David Ball. Welcome back to the A Story a Week website. This is story number 120, Accounting for Time. Have you ever wondered about the relationship between the time it takes to make something and the time it takes to use it? It is interesting to think about this, and whether or not this balance is important. The other day I was over at Thetico's place. We had been out somewhere together, and as it happened, we're headed back to her home just at midday, so she offered to prepare lunch for the two of us. I didn't check the time as we came in the door, so I can't give you an exact figure here, but I guess it took her about 10 minutes to create a nice quick lunch for us, raiding her refrigerator for ingredients, then preparing a sauté and a salad. We sat peacefully for at least a half hour enjoying the meal. The 10 minutes by one person in preparation, resulting in 30 minutes times two of enjoyment. That seems like a pretty good use of time. Don't ask what the ratio would be like if it had been me doing the cooking. It is when I am buried in a particularly complex carving job for my printmaking that I end up thinking about this topic. The block I'm working on the past couple of days is a good example. It is covered with areas of fine detail, which take many hours to carve. The complete set of blocks for this print will perhaps take me between 3 and 4 weeks to carve, and once they are ready I will begin printing, spending around 6 weeks producing the 200 copies of this print that I intend to make. When you include the earlier time I spent on the design, I guess it will add up to around 3 months of work, all told. What happens, though, at the other end, when the collector opens the package? He certainly doesn't spend 3 months in intense scrutiny of the print, does he? He will study it, if I'm lucky, for a few minutes, I guess, and in years to come, we'll occasionally open the package and take another look, now and then. But even if you were to multiply this by 200 for all the collectors, I rather doubt that the enjoying time adds up to as much as the making time. I see a similar imbalance at my exhibitions, when I observe people moving along the row of prints on display, sometimes not even stopping the motion of their feet, a making time of months resulting in a consuming time of seconds. There's a huge contrast between this printmaking and the work of, say, a computer programmer. When I created a computer program for handling the paperwork of my business, I spent a couple of months of evenings on it, perhaps around 100 hours. But since then, it has saved me much more time than that, and it looks to continue to do so for many years to come. And that seems to be the key. To make this into a fair question, one has to think about the future. Just this morning, for example, I was listening to some Mozart on the radio. More than 200 years after he spent time writing that music, many people are still enjoying many hours listening to it. So, yes, it does balance eventually. For the Mozart.